Thank you for tuning in to Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey, a Mosaic Senior Life podcast series created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that these podcasts will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski here along with my co-host, David Magner. Today we are talking to Selena Ng, Bereavement Coordinator at Mosaic Senior Life. Selena has over 30 years of experience supporting older adults and families through serious illness, end-of-life care, grief, and bereavement. Licensed in Connecticut and New York, she provides psychosocial support, bereavement counseling, and grief support services to hospice patients and their loved ones. Her work is grounded in helping individual families navigate loss, find meaning, and adapt to life after the death of a loved one. Thank you, Selena, for being here with us today. We appreciate you joining our podcast to help listeners better understand grief and how it affects individuals. What does grief look like in everyday life?
Well, thank you, Mary and David. I really do appreciate you giving me this opportunity to come and answer any questions about grief. But the first one I would say is, I think one of the biggest surprises people have about grief is that it doesn't always look like crying. Sometimes grief looks like standing in the supermarket, staring at a cereal box because it's the brand your husband loves. Sometimes it looks like hearing good news and immediately reaching for your phone to call your mom, only to remember she's no longer here. Sometimes it's like setting the dinner table and realizing you're only setting one place now instead of two. I remember speaking with a daughter whose father had died. She told me, "I can get through the big things. It's the little things that get me." She said every Sunday morning, she'd pass a diner where she used to have breakfast together. Every week, she'd think, "Dad would have loved this," and suddenly she'd be in tears. You know, that's grief. It's not just sadness. There's a lot of other emotions one can have. It can be anger. It could be loneliness, exhaustion. It can even be laughter. One widow told me she was laughing at a story her husband used to tell. And then immediately she started crying and she said, "I feel crazy." I told her, "You're not crazy. You're just grieving." Because grief is complicated, we can miss someone terribly and still smile at a memory. We can be grateful for the years we had and heartbroken that they're gone. You know what it is? Grief is really love with no place to go.
Well stated. So speaking about grief and how it looks differently for each individual, Selena, really, why do you think everyday things may trigger someone so strongly when it comes to grief?
That's a really good question, David. Because love lives in the everyday things. When we think about the people we've lost, we don't remember just major milestones like anniversaries, birthdays, holidays. We remember the small things, like we remember morning coffees together. We remember their laugh. We remember watching the favorite TV show together. The people we love become part of our routines. So when they're gone, those routines become reminders. I worked with a gentleman whose wife died, who was married over 50 years. He told me the hardest part wasn't the funeral. It wasn't the paperwork. It was walking into the house and not hearing her voice saying, "How was your day?" That silence broke your heart every evening. Our brains store memories through sights, sounds, smells, and experiences, like a song can bring us back 20 years in a matter of seconds. A smell can bring back an entire relationship. And sometimes grief catches us completely off guard. One woman told me she was fine until she saw her mother's handwriting on an old recipe card. She said she sat on the kitchen floor and cried. Why? Because suddenly her mother felt close again to her. People often apologize to me for getting emotional over what seems like a small thing. But I always remind them, it's not about the recipe card. It's never about the song. It's never about the cereal box. It's about that person. The trigger simply opens the door to the love and memories that are still there.
So, Selena, how does grief affect daily functioning?
You know what? Grief affects everything. I often tell families that grief isn't just emotional. It's physical, it's mental, and social. Many people are surprised by how exhausted they feel. They'll say, I'm not doing anything. Why am I so tired? Because grief is work. Your mind is constantly trying to adjust to a world that no longer looks the way it used to. Many grieving people tell me they can't focus. They forget appointments. In fact, I just spoke with a daughter on the anniversary of her mother's death yesterday, and she completely forgot about a very important medical appointment that day. It also could happen that they walk into rooms and can't remember why, or they lose their train of thought. One daughter said to me, I feel like my brain isn't working. I told her that many grieving people say exactly the same thing. Grief creates what some people call grief brain fog. It's hard to concentrate because part of your mind is still carrying that enormous emotional weight. People may also experience changes in their sleep. Some sleep all the time. Others, they can't sleep at all. Some lose their appetites, or others find comfort in food. And socially, grief can be incredibly isolating. You may be surrounded by people and still feel alone. You may find yourself avoiding gatherings because you're tired of answering these questions or pretending you're okay. What I want people to know is this: you're not weak. You're not failing. You're just grieving. And grieving takes a lot of energy.
Correct. And I think also based on our conversation thus far is also grief looks different for each person, mm-hmm. which is a question we'll get to a little bit later. But Selena, honestly, as we're looking maybe at individuals who've gone through different points in their life where grief maybe at an older age or a younger age, what helps an individual cope with grief when we look at it in terms of everyday life?
Okay, this may sound really simple, but one of the most healing things people can do is stop judging their grief. So many people tell themselves, I should be over this by now. I shouldn't still be crying, or I need to be stronger. But grief doesn't work on a schedule. Love doesn't disappear after 6 months, a year, or even 5 years. It's forever. One of the healthiest things we can do is give ourselves permission to feel what we're feeling. Another important piece is connection. Grief loves isolation. Healing happens in connection. That connection might come from a friend or a grief support group. In fact, Mosaic has a free grief support group monthly. And or a counselor, or just going to a religious affiliation that you belong to, or just a family member who simply is open to listening to you. Sometimes people don't need advice. They just need someone willing to sit with them in their pain. I also encourage people to continue their bond with the person who died. Many people find comfort in talking about their loved ones, like sharing stories, looking through photos, cooking favorite recipes, or listening to their favorite music. One son I work with visits his father's favorite fishing spot every year on his birthday. A daughter lights a candle for her mother every Sunday. And a husband tells me he still talks to his wife when he gardens because that's where they spend their time together. You know, this isn't signs that someone is stuck. They're signs that love continues. A husband still talks to his wife when he gardens because that's where they spend time together. These aren't signs that someone is stuck. They're signs that love continues. And perhaps one of the most important things is learning that it's okay to experience joy again. Many grieving people feel guilty when they laugh, as though laughing means they've forgotten that person. But I often tell families that our loved ones would want us to keep living, to keep laughing, to keep making memories. We honor them not only through our tears, but through the way we continue to live. So I'd like to leave listeners with this thought. If you're grieving today, please know there's nothing wrong with you if grief still shows up unexpectedly. If a song makes you cry, if you still reach for that phone to call that loved one, if the holidays are difficult, or if an empty chair catches your attention, that's not weakness. That's love. Grief is the reflection of a relationship that mattered. And while grief may change over time, the love remains. I've seen people survive losses they never thought they could survive. Not because they forgot, not because the pain disappeared, but because they learned to carry both the loss and the love together. And that's really what healing looks like. Not moving on from someone, not moving forward with them, but moving forward with them in your heart. Because grief is not the end of love. It's love continuing after someone is gone.
Selena, that was so well said. And thank you so much because, you know, this is a very difficult topic for so many people to talk about. Sure. But at the end of the day, so well put. So thank you for joining us on today's podcast. We appreciate your insight, knowledge, passion. Yes. Empathy regarding grief, and really the most important part, how it affects individuals, you know, differently. Thank you so much for coming on today's podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate this time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaics in Your Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK. That's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.